Well, happy Sabbath, everyone. All right. I'm going to take a moment to speak about what I look forward to. And one of the reasons I'll have to say, because the world's full of stories and lies and all kinds of fables, especially religious fables. But as I grew up all through my life, I can say that I can thank God that I was born in America. I've lived a very blessed life. I've never been without food or a place to live or without family or anything. I've never suffered anything except maybe an alley I put on myself doing something stupid, you know. But I've had a very, very blessed life. And many people here have probably had a blessed life. And part of that is being living here in the United States, and God has watched over this country and blessed us greatly long before I even came into the world. And so I can say that even if there wasn't an eternal life, a life ever after, God has blessed me. I cannot say anything that if I was to die and never live again, I was blessed the whole time I was alive. And I have nothing that I can say that is nothing but been blessings from God. And so, you know, if you really look at it, what can I say I deserve? I don't deserve anything. I don't even deserve what I have. I mean, this has been freely given to me. All these blessings, I have done nothing for them. And then, you know, as you look at all the religions in the world, they come along and they say, well, you know, God is promising us eternal life. And they kind of use that as a, you know, the talking point, the thing to bring you into the church, you know, eternal life. And I thought, well, yes, this is great, eternal life, but it's really a selfish motive, wouldn't you think? I mean, if you're just there because I want to live forever, and that's really kind of just a selfish motive. And so what I wanted to speak about today is what really the most exciting part of what I see in the future. And this is what I look forward to. All right? It's written in Jeremiah 33:6. And you know, Jeremiah... It was not a good time when Jeremiah was writing, so there was a lot of things Jeremiah, you know, where God was chastising them. But in Jeremiah 33:6, God says, "Behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return. I will rebuild those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me. I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth who shall hear all the good that I do to them, that they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and prosperity that I provide for it." And we kind of live a little bit like this because the United States has been such a outstanding nation amongst all the other nations in the world, and that's because of our blessings. But this is a future. And, you know, since I was born and grew up in this world, I've watched, well, like us completely pollute the earth. And, you know, I remember in the 70s when we had the, you know, talked about clean air and clean water and doing all these things to reduce pollution. And, you know, here we are, we're 50 years later, and it's worse than it was when we started to supposedly clean it up and make everything better. And that's the thing. As time goes by, we just trash the planet, basically. And ourselves, our own souls. And so what I'm looking forward to is when Jesus will return to restore this planet and to heal the people. If you read down in Malachi 4:2, he says, "But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under your soles of your feet. On that day I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments." And these are the things we live by because we understand, because God has given us this understanding that these things that he taught through Moses is the way that would bring peace to this world. These are the very things that our job in the future is to be the law of the earth, the law of the entirety of the earth. And that's God's will and God's law. And this is what I'm looking forward to. It's not so much, you know, live forever. No, I'm looking for the fact that we can heal the earth, heal the people, restore what was once created in Genesis. I mean, I've grown in my life and watched things deteriorate during my life, and I have no idea because I'm thousands, I'm millennia past the creation. I have not even the foggiest idea how beautiful everything was when he said, finished on the sixth day. And the Lord said, it's all very good. We have no idea what all very good looks like, feels like. But our job in the future is to make it come back, to restore it, to restore it on the earth and all the people that live here. And then the other part, of course, is to bring more human beings to be children of God, to be accepted, to be adopted. That's our job in the future. So when you go to Revelation 21:2, it says, "Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.' Then he who sat on the throne said, 'Behold, I make all things new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and faithful.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.'" We have an opportunity to enter into his family and be part of the work. A work. Not sitting in a cloud in heaven playing a harp, being bored out of your silly mind. These fables, I just don't even understand how they have any meaning to people that, you know, I look forward to living forever and being bored out of my silly mind. You know? No. This is a work, and he has a job for all of us. And it's to do good. It's to bring good. It's to bring peace, to bring healing, to bring happiness, joy. And in the world we live in, what's going to happen in the future, for what we see now, we have no idea. We are completely clueless. How much joy can be even had when we're with God? We've never experienced it. We don't know. But we'll find out. But the thing is, this is what I look forward to. I look forward to restoring and bringing God's will to the earth.